Good afternoon and welcome to the Tuesday, January 15th, 2008 edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski. I'm on LibertyRadioLive.com. I'll be here for the next 2 hours. My guest today is Tony Alamo, and he is a pastor of Alamo Ministries. Been with us many times before, and he's going to share some insights today about the upcoming Inquisition in America, the upcoming genocide in America, and many, many other things. We'll talk to Tony about the Pope's visit to 9/11 coming up this spring, as well as what people can do when they talk to their pastors in Protestant churches or Baptist churches around the country, what questions they can ask to determine whether their church is following in the footsteps of Papal Rome. Tomorrow, my guest is Nuri Rivera. She's the widow of the late ex-Jesuit priest, Father Alberto Rivera. And she's going to talk about new things going on in her ministry, and I look forward to that interview. On Thursday, I'll have on Carl Person. He's an attorney from New York, and he's the attorney that filed suit back in the 90s of that Jesuit priest who sued the Jesuit order for fraud and deceit and contractual, basically a breach of contract for telling him things that didn't actually come true when he became a Jesuit priest. So we'll have Carl Person on, and he'll talk about a number of things. He's also working on a case showing how Google works for the man and how Google can basically censor you. Now, I looked into this, and I had somebody call me and said, you know, Greg, your website, Arctic Beacon, is being censored by Google. And within one day, now this is interesting, about 4 months ago, I had over 300,000 references to my name on the Internet through Google. Within a day, it went down to 50,000. So there must be something going on there, and Carl Person has been looking into that. Thursday, he will talk about that with us. Before I get to Pastor Alamo, let me mention this. The lesson and warning of history is that undemocratic regimes whose leaders owe allegiance to the Pope or practice the lofty principles of the papacy pose a threat to individual liberty and carry out religious persecution. For example, the Inquisition was alive and well in the Balkans in the 1940s. Now, convert or die was the choice or offered to 900,000 Orthodox Serbs, Jews, and Romas in the new state of Croatia, run by Nazi puppet and murderer Anton Pavelić and Roman Catholic primate Archbishop Alois Stepanek. 200,000 of them were converted. The other 700,000 to 800,000 were preferred to die, were tortured, shot, burned, and buried alive. Now, I've been covering the lawsuit, Alperin v. Vatican Bank, and this is a case where Serbs, Jews, and Romas, the family members, the remaining ones, were suing the Vatican Bank and the Franciscan Order for this genocide in 1941 through 1945. Now, the case was recently dropped. The Vatican Bank was dismissed from the case after 7 long years of battling. I've had the attorney John Levy on my program, and the Franciscans still remain as defendants. However, the question becomes, the judge really overlooked the nuts and bolts of this case, because a year ago, Mr. Lena, who is a San Francisco attorney who represents the Pope, he's a private attorney in San Francisco, he made a motion to the court in November of 2006 stating this: yes, the Vatican was involved, now listen to what I'm going to say, in this genocide. However, it was justified under international law. Now, that was the motion before the court that sat for a year. The judge obviously didn't want to answer this question, so he basically dropped the Vatican Bank on technical grounds, saying the Vatican Bank doesn't do business in America. Now, that's absurd. Tell me if all these cardinals, like Cardinal Mahoney and the rest, don't have Vatican Bank accounts. So the case was dropped, but it unequivocally showed the Vatican's intentions back in the 40s and 50s, and it still hasn't changed today. We can go on with many, many things that we try to connect the dots here, but the one question remains. America, are you going to start listening? Now listen to this, and then I'll get with Tony, and I'm sure he'll be interested in this. Lincoln's words about Jesuit infiltration and papal power still ring true today. The Papal Inquisition coming to the U.S. Is it coming, folks, but are the people listening only to deceptive Vatican shills in the media? Now, let me just stop there. Yes, they are. The mainstream media, they're listening to deceptive shills. One, for example, is Jesuit-trained Tim Russert. In the alternative media, I ask the question, are they listening to deceptive shills? Yes, another is the, I'll just name the big one because there's many followers of his, Alex Jones, is working for them because he will not cover this story and, in fact, has called people like Tony Alamo, who study history, who study the Bible, and find fault with the Vatican, people like me, who try to get these guests on. He's called us all mentally ill. So that tells you his intentions. Now, what about education? Yes. In the educational circles, you go to many of these universities, this story is never told. The history of what Lincoln actually said is actually edited out of our history books. And what about government and CIA and all these people? Yes, they too have been usurped. And I mentioned Ray McGovern yesterday, a CIA agent who has, former CIA agent who is a Fordham Jesuit-trained person who will never speak up against the Vatican. Now, President Lincoln was right on the money when he warned Americans about Vatican intrigue and Jesuit infiltration in all facets of life. Many patriots during the 1800s felt the same way as Lincoln, including inventor of the Morse code Samuel Morse. However, like JFK, the warnings now have been silenced. And if the truth be known and hidden history revealed, we will find out the Vatican and the Jesuits behind the assassination of Presidents Andrew Jackson, President Harrison, President Taylor, President Lincoln, and JFK, to mention a few. For what all these presidents had in common, including President Buchanan, who was poisoned but survived, was the fact they all exposed the Vatican and Jesuits for trying to overthrow the American Republic. Now go to my website at arcticbeacon.com, and you can listen to the warnings of Abraham Lincoln, the warnings of ex-Jesuit Alberto Rivera, and other people who try and tell you, listen, if you want to destroy this evil house, if you want to destroy what's happening, the people that are controlling what's happening in our country, you've got to go to the foundation. Otherwise, this evil house they've created around the world will never fall. And no one knows this better than my guest, Pastor Tony Alamo. He's been seeing and trying to get the truth out regarding the Vatican for over 40 years. His background is quite interesting. We've had Pastor Alamo on the show. And how are you today, Pastor Alamo?
Very fine. How are you doing, Greg?
You know, I had an opportunity today for about the third time to listen to all your messages. You appear on numerous radio stations all over the country spreading this word, and I had a chance to listen to some of your messages, and let me tell you, they really ring true because you're one of the few pastors that isn't afraid to jump over into the geopolitical world and talk about the truth. Tell me how you're received to this day when you get on the radio in all these different communities. What's the message and how are you received?
The people that love truth and are not in the international government, it's just sad that we don't have a one nation under God any longer. It's just international government under Satan. And a lot of people don't believe in Satan, but there's somebody out in that world that's pretty bad that's causing all the trouble out there, and there is a Satan because the Word of God said that, and the Word of God is true, it says that there is Satan, the devil. So mm-hmm. We know that all the Word of God is true, and it is God's judgment. So it's I feel very fortunate that I don't have to use my own judgment, but I do use the judgment of God and a bunch of Antichrist idiots or people that are worse than idiots, they're satanic. They want to call people that preach the truth, the God's judgment. They want to call them crazy or nuts or something, but in reality, the Word of God calls them crazy. God even states that the heads of the nations would be insane in these last days, and they are. I am very well received by people that believe that they believe because they can see the things that you and I are saying are absolutely true because we're not talking about, you know, The Jesuits have been going for years, 2,000 years now. And now we see that they're doing the same things today that they always have. If they are such a wonderful organization, the Vatican, then why are they so secretive? The Lord doesn't want any of his word to be secretive. As a matter of fact, he's brutally honest about the sin that David committed. He doesn't guard any of his prophets or big-time prophets or apostles or things that they did. He comes right out brutally honest. Get thee behind me, Satan, he said to Peter, when Peter was saying that you shouldn't be crucified. But, of course, if he wouldn't have been crucified, well, then there would have been no opportunity for us to be saved. And so the word of God is true, and people should relax and just use the judgment of God. If they do that instead of, making up their own judgment, the Lord says, "For us to judge not," because he says, "But he says, know you not that you people that are Christians, that are my servants, will judge the entire world and will even judge angels." And so, the word of God is judgment, and we're not to judge anything but by the word of God. So it's so relaxing to be a Christian because we know we're on the right track. We see that all the prophecies have been fulfilled, and people that are really interested in receiving the truth or hearing the truth, they know that what I am saying and what you and others like us are saying are the truth, because you can see it before your very eyes. Now, take for instance, I've been preaching on international government, and you have too, and we're supposed to be a republic, one nation under God, not where they've this international government has extracted God out of schools, out of government, out of every phase of the people that are lost their lives, so that it's impossible for them to be able to save, because the only saving power that there is in the entire universe is to the knowledge of the Lord. Now, there's people have, knowledge has been increased, but there's no wisdom in this world any longer, with the exception of those of us that are packing the word of God. We've got it thoroughly entrenched in us. Every time we have been hit by international government, because it's no longer U.S. government, we have traced the footsteps of the people that are doing that right to the door of the Vatican. This is the most diabolical, filthy, degenerate, poisonous organization in the world, and they haven't changed at all. They're the ones that ordered the killing of all the people at Waco. They're the ones that absolutely, going back to Abraham Lincoln, they murdered him. It wasn't just Booth that did that. There was a whole conspiracy of people. Booth, they caught, they killed, but the rest of them fled to Canada, and from Canada they were transported over to the Vatican, and the Vatican hid them just as they're hiding all the homosexuals in that diabolical, filthy, degenerate cult. And, if you're against, the Bible says that that cult is the mother of every abomination on the face of this earth, every dirty, filthy sin that is happening. All the wars that have been waged is caused by the devil, and the devil's seat is there in the Vatican. The Bible says this is Satan's seat in the city of the seven mountains or the seven hills. I've been in Rome, and you've been in Rome. You were there for quite a while, from what I understand.
Yeah, I was there about 6 years.
Yeah.
And so I saw a lot of things that happened there back in the 80s in the Vatican Bank scandal and other things that never were reported here.
Yeah.
And I always look back and I wonder why I ended up there back then. Maybe it was to spread this word as we move along now closer to the end times.
Right. I mean, it's God's providence that you were there because you really know, you know. Just like I know. I mean, I traced all their steps. Every time we've been persecuted and we have been put through the fire, we've been through, I think, every kind of knothole there is, but I wouldn't be surprised if they had some more for us. Everything that has hit us that was not terrible comes exactly from the Vatican. The judges that have given all of our people raw sentences, all the judges were Vaticanites. They were they're considered like Catholic priests in the government. It's a political organization. And people go there because of advantage. They make business deals there, and commerce, all commerce is controlled by international bankers, the international government. And so if you want to do business, and if that's your most important goal in life is to do business, well, then you become a Catholic, which is the most diabolical thing that you could possibly do. People don't trust the Lord to give them finances and money and blessings. But these people join up with this bunch of demon-possessed people and join their government. And they think, well, you know, we're so powerful now, we'll just bomb any country and destroy young men, women, and children to cause them to be democratic. Now, democracy is of the people, by the people, for the people, and the people have consistently been wrong. God flooded the whole world because everybody in the world was wrong with the exception of Noah and his family. And people are, most of the people in this world are gone crazy. The Bible says that the entire world has been deceived. And they've been deceived by the media, which is a branch of the Vatican, and all the other branches, these secret societies and everything. And they figure there's great advantage in becoming members of the Satan or the devil's family.
So, yeah, right. Now, for example, let me just give you a quote here that's never just as a small part of a long series of warnings that Abraham Lincoln gave America, and it's never covered and never told to anyone the truth about what he really felt. Now, he said this. He said, quote, "This civil war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to the popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons." And he goes on, and the point becomes, the Vatican never changes, and if we need to blast this message all over the place, and people that talk to me say, well, no one allows this, there are very few people. Well, I say, well, there are places that do. And Pastor Alamo, give us an idea of the number of radio stations you're on spreading this message almost daily. Go ahead.
On the air everywhere in the world, that I'm told, we're in all the continents, Africa, India, the United States, Canada, South America, everywhere, and it's a real joy. It's you know, amazing that they even allow me on the air, because I'm not trying to put the fear of the Vatican into people, because there's nothing to fear with them at all. That's the very terrible thing that people are doing, is they're fearing the Vatican because they have guns, bullets, bombs, and all these things. And what happens, and they're afraid of terrorists, but terrorism is coming from the Vatican and the puppets. What used to be the United States government, it was the one that helped them bomb the federal building. They were the ones that killed the people, murdered them at Waco, and they're the ones that brought down the World Trade Center under the orders. Isn't it amazing how all the government agents didn't know anything? They knew everything about it. This is not the United States government. Now, what it is they want to weaken the United States of America, and they've been wanting to do this for a long time, so that our wealth is spread out throughout the entire world, and that our people become homeless. We're getting into a depression, a recession, whatever they want to call it, because, and I'm glad that I'm waking up a lot of people. A lot of people say, well, why don't you preach the gospel to the people in Africa, in the darkest, deepest jungles of Africa? First of all, mainly the jungles are in South and Central America and in Mexico, and there's very few. I've been told by a lot of African Christians that there's no jungles over here any more than there is in the United States. But those people in Africa understand the Bible better than the people here in the United States. Our biggest following is from people out of the United States, Africa, India, and all over, yeah, the Philippines, and people know that I'm telling them the truth. And people like myself, yourself, and myself, and others like us, and there's very few like us, we're the last voice. The Lord's coming back to earth again. We're the very last people that are out. And the Bible says there's going to come a time when the people of the Lord will not be able to preach the gospel. They won't be able to get it out because this monstrous force that there was a symbolic figure in the days of Daniel. Daniel saw a symbol or a figure or a type of this monstrosity, and I saw the same thing. I feel like I've never seen anything so dreadful in my life in a vision. That's when I was in my early 30s, when I first got saved. I was 30 years old, and I saw this thing coming. It went clear up into the heavens, and it had huge jaws made out of iron, and it had these jagged triangular teeth. And the mouth was open, and the eyes, and you could see there was a huge fire inside of its head. And it was coming for me, and I just said, the blood of Jesus. And when you say that, whatever evil thing is coming against you, even a rabid dog, if you really believe in God, you've got the faith of God, you can say to anything, the blood of Jesus against you, and just start praising and thanking the Lord, and it'll turn right around. I've done this on many occasions, and it goes. But yes, we're pretty much everywhere. I want to buy even more stations and get on more. But there's so few people that will allow people like yourself and myself and others like us to be on their radio programs because they get threats. These radio stations, they were one of them that my brother was on. He was the talk show host in Nashville, Tennessee, and he was interviewing me, and they told the radio station owners, they said, if you don't stop interviewing Tony Alamo, we're going to tear down your tower. And so they just kept it up, and by the Lord, tore down their tower. And they mean,
Go ahead.
Exposed.
What's that?
I said, they don't want to be exposed. They're a secret organization, and we're pulling the sheets and blankets off of them.
Exactly, and I've tried, you know, I've been thrown off a number of alternative stations for this, and also now I've started to make a couple inroads and getting on more stations across the country. For example, I'm on the 92.7, I believe it's FM, in Bentonville, Arkansas. I'm also on WCER in Canton, Ohio. And then I'll be going on, starting in a week or two, in a big market in Clearwater, Tampa. This is WTAN 1340 AM for an hour a night.
Yeah.
So it's starting to expand. And the point is, I was asked to be a guest on a show there, one of their late night shows a week ago. And I think I shocked the pants off a lot of people, the hosts included. The producer of the show knew about this and is a Christian, and that's how I got on. So it's good Christians around the country who need to band together to help get this message across, because once you present it in a both a spiritual manner, a geopolitical manner, or a historical perspective, I think, beyond a reasonable doubt, all roads lead to Rome, and we need to be very cautious, especially of this upcoming visit of the Pope. I was wondering your thoughts here. We're going into break. We've got about 3 minutes. About the Pope's visit, he's coming to stand over 9/11 and pray over the dead. What's your thoughts?
That's a big... They're the ones that caused it to be blown down with the help of the people in government here, and they're going to go over there and make it this pretentious sympathy-type act, you know, so that the American people can see it on their media. And, you know, it's just... they're actors. As a matter of fact, one time I was on the air in Denver, Colorado, on a big... 50,000-watt station is called KOMA, and they were asking me about the Pope, and I said, well, you know, she's an actress. And they says, what do you mean? Do you mean to say that she was acting like she was shot? And I said, well, you know, you can look at movies and see that a lot of times people get killed in the movie, and it looks real. You know, they slap a little ketchup on it. He didn't dispute the fact that the Pope was a homosexual. I said, she's, you know, an actress, you know. Really, that the Pope wanted to be an actress. And he says, oh, my God, you're saying the Pope is was acting about being shot? I wouldn't put it past them, you know, because everything with them is an act. It's a big stage play to them. They're putting on an act for everybody, and everybody is stupid enough to believe they've been watching too many movies. So him coming to the United States doesn't mean anything to me. Alberto told me, well, the Pope's going to be on Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard. He says, are you going to have your people there? And I said, not at all, because if anything happened to that jerk, I mean, they'd blame it on us, so I'm going to have our people as far away from that parade as possible, so that we can't get blamed for any harm that might come to her. You know?
Yeah, I've thought the same thing about the Pope coming to 9/11. I said, I think that his critics should stay miles away, because they're going to look to frame anybody they can if anything ever happened.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's nothing but another part of the play. Oh, we're so sorry, you know, that all the firemen and all the people, the innocent people, they did that on purpose so that they could create this fear of people, so that we could be under this, like, eventually, a total martial law. No planes,
yep.
No everything. They love to control. They love to torment. They love to tear down. They love to destroy the earth and to destroy human beings and their faith in God. This is
right.
What it's all about.
Right, and we're going to go into break here shortly, but I wanted to mention this. We're going to talk to Pastor Lamo for the next hour and a half. In the next half hour, we've got some important issues to talk about, but in the second hour, you can call us and ask questions, and I want to give you the number in advance to prepare some questions. 559-781-3773. That's 559-781-3773. And again, I'm talking to Pastor Tony Alamo from Alamo Ministries. And you can check out his website and read a lot about some of his writings regarding the Vatican and many other things about the Bible. You can find him at alamoministries.com. We're going to take a three-minute break. Pastor Alamo, get a glass of water, take a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States in 1963.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President today.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
But I'm never gonna lose your precious gift. It will always be there.
Okay, we are back. My guest is Pastor Tony Alamo, and before I get back to Pastor Alamo, let me mention this, that the Third Reich is to be followed by the Fourth, and the Third Reich, like the EU that we talked about yesterday, the European Union, was an attempt to revive the Roman Empire. It's happening right here in this country, folks, and the higher strategy of the Vatican and the acquiescence of the Catholic Central Party had brought Hitler to power, instrumental in this strategy where many Catholic priests, the Reich Chancellor Vans von Papen, and Papal Nuncio Monsignor Pacelli, the future Pope Pius XII. If the truth was known about how the Vatican put Hitler in power, and how they even wrote Mein Kampf, and how the Jesuits used Hitler and then sacrificed the Nazi army, the same thing is going to happen today when the Pope is using our young men to fight his crusade in the Middle East. And then when the time is right, I think history will repeat itself if we don't do something, and that is our troops will be left to hang out and dry in the Middle East while a central front now being created, if you see China and Russia lining up with Iran, leaving our borders wide open for what could be the next genocide here in America, along with the Pope's Inquisition. It's no secret that the new inquisitor of the Office of the Congregation of the Faith, which is just a fancy name for the Office of the Inquisition, who Ratzinger headed up prior to him becoming Pope, now the main inquisitor, guess who he is? Cardinal William, or Archbishop William Lovato in San Francisco. Yes, we have a papal inquisitor on the shores of America. Pastor Alamo, it just... when you start looking at all the cards that start lining up here, tell us about what you think about the next Inquisition in this country and what people can do to prevent it.
The only thing that people could do when Hitler wised up to that that the Vatican was using them and taking all their resources, I mean, if people will listen to his speeches, and they've been translated into English where you can understand them very well. He said NATO and the UN, all this is very bad. It's hurting our country. It's destroying us. Well, what the United Nations is doing is destroying our troops. They're using us as the world's bullies. We're going in, and we've got all this military might, and they're destroying our nation while we're doing. This is all the plan of Satan, is to destroy all humanity. Now, the Bible says when he's thrown down into hell, that the people will look at him narrowly and say unto him, so you're the one that destroyed all the whole world? You did all these things? The Lord said, and this is Satan. His job is to these wars, they have to keep, he has to keep wars going. So he knows that the United States really doesn't want to be in war. And so he has to have his people, both here in the United States and elsewhere, devise a plan that's going to tick us off here in the United States. So what would do that? Well, the thing that one of the things that the people of the United States loved more than anything and had a lot of pride in was the World Trade Center. Let's destroy the World Trade Center, and then let it be known that the country that is not under this satanic democracy, which is of the people, by the people, for the people. In other words, the people are always right rather than God being right. We're supposed to be under the republic, one nation under God, and to do things, not to judge things by our own judgment or the people's judgment because they're wrong, but to go according to God's judgment. So the best thing that the people of the United States could do, and the only thing that they should do, would be to pull out of the UN, and then they don't have any military power. And that way they can't use our manpower to go over and be killed and to kill others. And Hitler didn't have that much military might. The might that he had was bought and paid for by the Vatican. They gave him the money to build this big army. They knew that it wasn't going to happen, but they were testing their way to rule the world. They wanted democracy, and Hitler went with it for a while. The thing that Hitler did worse than anything is that he killed 6 million of us Jews, and he killed a lot of innocent people. And so they know that they bombed the Reichstag building, which was, or they burned it down, and that made the people of Germany really uptight, just like the World Trade Center made us uptight to go to war. Nothing would make us go to war back during the time of Pearl Harbor. So they bombed Pearl Harbor, and that really ticked us off because they killed a bunch of our innocent people that were sleeping in their beds, and they didn't realize it was going on. And FDR knew it was going to happen, and all the top officials in the United States, they just pretended like it's a stage play. So now they needed another Pearl Harbor, so they thought that maybe, just maybe, killing the people at Waco would do it, because this is supposed to be a Christian nation, and of course all Christians would rise up and want to go to war. That they wanted to see if they'd go to war against what they think is our own government, but they wouldn't. So they tried the federal building in Oklahoma City, and that didn't do it. They said, let's get the big one. Let's knock out the World Trade Center. And it was mentioned in Sun magazine that a bunch of cardinals said there's going to be some terrorism in the early fall. And the minute that they said that, I brought tapes, I told, it's going to happen, because those people are not prophets. They're just telling us in advance. It's because the average public doesn't know it, but they're telling us in advance what they're going to do. And so there's going to be, I don't know where it's coming from, but I know that there's going to be a terrorist. We were all living in peace and everything until then, with the exception of the Waco massacre and the bombing over at the federal building in Oklahoma City. So here it happens. These planes come right before the eyes of everybody, and they have cameras there to shoot it. And yeah, we got ticked off, and they says, let's go get these ragheads over there in Iraq. Let's get them. So they brought a few of them in to teach them how to fly airplanes. This was all government, supposed to be United States government sponsored, but it's the international government. One nation, a republic, not a democracy, under the judgments and the instructions of the Almighty God, because you can't go wrong if you're following the Almighty God. There's no wisdom in the world. All of God's foolishness is wiser than all of man's intelligence. So they're doing these things, and God said they're going to do this. This is all in the Bible. But people just don't want to spend the time reading the Bible because they just think they've been told by the media that it's antiquated. It's the most upfront thing that's happening in the entire world, and is telling us what's going to happen in just the near future. That's why we can prophesy, but not with our own prophecies. All we have to do is rely on the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, which is, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the Word of God, it's spirit and it's life. The more of the Holy Bible that we get into us, the more eternal life we have. So we have to receive the Lord, or the kingdom of heaven. The Lord is the kingdom of heaven. He's everything. We have to receive the kingdom of heaven into us as a little infant. And when we accept him into us as a little infant, then we have to feed him with the word, his own word. He is the word of God. And so you can't go wrong. I can just boldly come state that the things that I'm saying are the absolute truth. And I don't make any excuses for it. And you see the things that I'm saying are coming to pass. God said he's going to destroy this nation for pulling the Bibles. You cannot go without punishment if you are blaspheming the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. And that's what they're doing. That's what the whole thing is about. It's a war between God and Satan. A word war between God and Satan for the soul of man. You either are going to believe the Word of God, which says that Rome is the place where the devil sits, and he uses those people because they're in darkness. Most of them don't even know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They know what they're planning. They know that if they make some huge atrocity happen that's going to tick off the American people, that we're going to go after them. And they made sure that we united with the Vatican, the international government, so that they could use us as their strong arm. And we think we're mighty and everything, but in the meantime, they're sucking the blood and the power and the authority and everything out of our nation by killing our young men and women, and they've deceived everybody, and nobody knows where to go. They don't know who the enemy is, and it's consistent from even before the days of Abraham Lincoln that the enemy, Abe Lincoln said, there's a dark cloud coming over America, and that dark cloud is Rome.
Right, and I think, you know, that speech we just heard by Kennedy and then George Bush making his comments really puts it into light what's happening. Kennedy understood this, was talking about the Jesuits and the Vatican and that secret society speech. They knew it, and he wanted to help America in many ways, and he was killed for it. Then we have a president like Bush who is hiding behind the secret veil of the Vatican.
Oh, yes.
And
he
just said it right there, right clear for people to hear. He even told us we're fighting a crusade.
But that's right.
He didn't tell us whose crusade, and that's the Pope's crusade, of course.
Right.
So that that little message there tells a lot. And another thing about Skull and Bones is that many people don't understand what they actually do in those ceremonies, and they actually worship three figures. One is the Pope, one is the Messiah of Freemasonry, and the third is Don Quixote, who's a representative of a fictional character written about in the 1500s who represents the Black Pope. Now, the Black Pope, on every Skull and Bones member, including Bush at the end, puts a sword three times on his shoulder and makes him a Knight of Eulogia, which is basically a Knight of the Eucharist. So basically, we have a president who has taken that Skull and Bones oath, which supersedes any other oath he takes, and shows you where his allegiance really is. And these things never get talked about and need to be. So I figured out there's no compromising with these people and his worker and the Vatican's workers, and you must expose every one of them who is trying to deceive the American people. You agree, Tony?
Yeah, they not only are trying to deceive them, they have deceived them. These people are gung-ho for the war. They're gung-ho. That's exactly why they murdered President Kennedy. because he saw the adoration of all the people. They just adored him, and they were putting a lot of faith in him, and he became he felt guilty because he himself was a Catholic, and he wouldn't even allow Cardinal Spellman to come in the front door of the White House. He'd have him go to the back of it, and he was starting to rebel against it. And now all the media is saying that it was the Giancani that killed him, because he and that it was just one man or something. That was no one man operation. This was the secret order of the Jesuits. They had guys planted in a manhole. They had them up in a and that's why they shot the one that they said killed him, because they knew that the kid was innocent, and that Ruby, they can incite people to kill anybody that they want by saying that they murdered one of the world's most famous and loved person, like Kennedy was. You know, I didn't know so much about government or anything, but I really liked that guy a lot, and yeah, I think everybody did because he just had this fantastic personality, and the wife and his little kids. It was like, you know, you're part of the family. And then he is making these speeches about this secret order of the Jesuits, that's, and he doesn't want to be any part of it. You know? And now Bush is saying, they have this policy. Well, we can't bring these truths forth. We have to put them away for 50 years. To where people forget about it. It is the most retarded government that could has ever been in history. And it also is linked with Caligula, that homosexual. I mean, how people will believe such reprobates, such evil people as this. It's just that people have become so evil because they believe what they say, and it's amazing that they even mourned over Kennedy. But he was very loved, and Kennedy actually thought he was Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if you ever knew that, but no. he thought he in every way that he was Abraham Lincoln come back in the flesh. But of course, there's no reincarnation. Reincarnation is nothing more than evil spirits from someone going into somebody else. But it's amazing that he was assassinated too, and there were several. I've read things on how his life paralleled that of Abraham Lincoln, but he was starting to hate the Vatican. And he had read a lot about Lincoln, and he found out about the Vatican, I believe, through Lincoln's writings.
Right, and we know what happened to Kennedy. And I wanted to switch gears here and talk about this. In the past, the identification of Rome, the Church of Rome, the Vatican, as the Antichrist, has long been apparent. It was long apparent to Bible believers. Now, this interpretation of the Bible prophecy had much to do with the Reformation. Now, only Papal Rome is a city which is sited on seven hills, a religious system whose prelates are arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and the analogies go on and on. But my question is, when you look at the ecumenical movements today, when you look at the Protestant churches today, it becomes apparent that the Reformers' message has been diluted and even silenced. What do you recommend people do if they go into their churches, their Protestant churches, their churches supposedly that are following the Word? What are questions they could ask to find out the truth? Because I've been to many of these churches and they just upset me and don't go anymore because they never deal with these main issues.
Right. Well, they most of your professing, they think they say they're Protestants, have also have really joined the Catholic cult. The Catholic cult came up with a new one, the United Council of Churches, and all these other different organizations that they have started. And they all are one. They call it the United Methodist Church, the United Presbyterian Church. That means that they're united with the Antichrist. The United Episcopal Church, the head of that church is homosexual, and he is part. That is just another branch of the Vatican. And how anyone could go to a church where the head of it is like the Vatican or the Episcopalian Church, and many of the other ones are homosexuals, so they condone it. When it's, you know, if they were reading the Word of God, which they're not, if they did, they'd see that God despises that sin. He despises all sin. And there's no possible way that people can get into the kingdom of heaven if they're exalting and following homosexuals. Where, see, like the Bible tells us that we're all like going down in quicksand, the entire, because we all have the Adamic sin on our soul. And no one can come out to rescue us, no human being, because they would get caught in the quicksand too and go down. We have before we're saved, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the only way that we can get out is call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. The quicksand is up to our noses, and our hands are reaching out and saying, we can see no one can help us. Then they cry out, oh God, help us, Jesus, come. And then he pulls you out of the quicksand and puts you on the solid rock or the solid Word of God. And then he says, if you stay on that solid rock, if you continue, the kingdom of heaven has just come into you. It's not observed, you can't see it, but it's come into you like a little infant, a little child. If you receive the kingdom of heaven as a little child, like a little child is entering into you, a little infant, then, and you start reading the Word, and then that infant of Christ grows up in you to the fullness of the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then you become a warrior, and then you understand the Word of God as the only way that you can is to read it. You can't rely any longer on people. I tell people, read the Bible yourself. If you don't believe what I say, read it. And I read it over the air so that people can see that I'm not making these things up. And I said, if you do that, well, then the fullness of Christ will, and God is Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is a man who did everything that the Lord said. He is the only man that kept every commandment. And so, therefore, we have a brother, brother human in the kingdom of heaven that is united with God. So when we accept this spiritual God, this Christ with his Father by the Spirit in us, we become God-men and women. We're no longer just men. We are men and with God in us. So we're God-men and God-women. And therefore, we're able to, and then if we hunger and thirst for righteousness' sake, if we start really reading the Bible to find out what's right, because he's the only one that has the right judgment, and then we don't judge with our own judgment anymore, and we can look at people that are bombing people, and God doesn't condone that. He doesn't, the New Testament does not condone that at all. He says we're not to use carnal weapons, but we use the weapons, spiritual weapons. The weapons of warfare is the Word of God, the sword of the living God, the Word of God. And when you know that, like I said, this is, and the Bible says, this is a war of words. Even Hitler and Goebbels and all these people say, even the Pope says, words are better than bombs, because the Word of God is able to, because there's its spirit and its life, it's God's spirit, and there's nothing more powerful than God's spirit. He holds up the entire universe with his word, and all he has to say, he created everything with his word. Let there be light, and there was light. And you know, and that's why they're pushing evolution down people's throats, because they believe in this Big Bang theory. I mean, you go to a supermarket and look at all the different varieties of food, and you could look at all the different varieties of everything in this world, and you know that that didn't evolve. There's a law about everything. There's the law of chickens. Chickens have to have chickens. There's the law of apples. If you have an apple tree, that tree has to bring forth apples. And chickens, chickens. And there's the law of God, which is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And there's also the law of sin and death. So people are choosing the law of sin and death more than they do the law of the Spirit of eternal life in Christ Jesus. And so why is it life? Because it shows you how to run your life, how to judge. You don't have to use your own judgment any longer, because God has done it all for you in His Word. He can tell you what to do and what not to do. And you can tell who's telling the truth. Like, you can tell listening if you know the Bible. And even if you can, and if you studied, you know that what Kennedy was saying was the truth, because he was pulling the sheets and blankets off the Vatican, the
exactly.
Satan's church, where his seat is. You understand?
Exactly. And we're gonna go into a short break here and take a 2-minute break, Pastor, and come back. And let me give out the phone number here: 559-781. What is it now? 3773. 559-781-3773. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Pastor Tony Alamo.